Welcome to News in Focus with your host, Chris Long, President of the Ohio Christian Alliance. Stay tuned for an analysis and conversation about the issues that matter most to you and your family. Here now with this week's edition of News in Focus is Chris Long.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Well, you've not turned in to Late Night with Art Bell, but we're going to be talking about Orwellian control of the internet as the social media giants are beginning in full course to censor conservative voices on the internet. Our guest is a writer with WorldNet Daily, a conservative publication that we have had guests on over the years, Jerry Corsi and others, to give us updates on a number of topics. But he isn't Art Bell, but his name is Art Moore, and he is coming to us west of the Rockies. So, Art, a contributor to WorldNet Daily, thanks for joining us. You wrote a breaking article just the other day about what might be behind this new wave of censorship that's taking place to conservative groups across the internet, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, you name it. They're all being, and Twitter, of course, some of which have been banned completely. Alex Jones, PragerU is having a number of its educational videos stripped from the internet. Others have been actually deactivated. Their accounts have been deactivated and or members being blocked from viewing their posted articles. Art, what is going on?
Well, it's interesting because you're spelling out this litany of different things that have been happening to prominent people on the internet, but all of us are affected. And what's interesting to me is you mentioned my story, and it turns out that there was a 50-page memo that was given confidentially to progressive donors back in January 2017. That was, of course, at the beginning of the Trump administration. And this was a memo that was written by David Brock, who is the founder of Media Matters. Media Matters had a relationship to the Clintons.
Absolutely.
Most importantly, it's funded by George Soros. And Brock lays out this plan. It's basically a four-year plan for defeating Trump. And you know, you can imagine, his premise for it is that, you know, Trump does not have the moral authority. That it was an election that was hijacked. He colluded with the Russians, and on and on. And so we have the moral authority to overturn this election, either to impeach Trump or to make sure that he's defeated in 2020. And so the interesting thing about this plan, there were a number of different objectives they had and strategies, but one of the chief strategies was to partner with Facebook to combat, quote, fake news. And of course, we've seen Facebook do that. And the problem, as we all know, with combating fake news is that, as one congressman said in a hearing, he said, one man's fake news is another man's gospel truth. And so what's happened is that you see Silicon Valley, which Zuckerberg himself in Congress admitted is left-leaning. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody, but he's admitted it, this is a very far left-leaning place.
Absolutely. So I mean, there's scarcely a conservative that works there. I mean, in fact, if you're former military, you're having problems. There's been testimony of those who have gone to work for Apple or going to work for one of the tech giants in Simi Valley. They really just mark you. They really corral you in your career and or make sure that you're shown the door. I mean, talk about prejudicial discrimination, it takes place on the radical left, I mean, with fervor, and now censuring free speech. And folks, this is a very serious matter. This isn't one of these passing news items. This has been going on for a year and a half in earnest by the social giants. Now it's coming to a place of where, in Alex Jones' case, they literally blackballed him from the internet. He has no way or platform to share his views. Meanwhile, jihadists, radical Muslims, all kinds of nefarious groups, they have their rights on the internet. But Art, we're seeing just the opposite for those with a conservative voice. And then under the guise of calling it fake news. And let's, for our listeners' understanding, there was a fake news. Most people who use social media realize that there were spoof articles that were, you know, written, and they almost look real. And then you started to realize this isn't CBN. This is some other news source. This, you know, this is like a, and there was a group called 4chan, and you're probably familiar with them. It's basically a bunch of nerds who got together, and for entertainment purposes, they would put out some of these articles and seeing how many people they could get as far as attractions of hits and views and all that kind of thing. It was one of the things that they, you know, this group of nerds sat around doing, and they were kind of on the dark web. That's real fake news. And those of us who have been on social media for a while, I've been on for 8 years. I can't believe, you know, when Facebook says your anniversary of 8 years, I'm like, dear Lord, what have I done? You know, but it's a way to communicate with our membership statewide. And that's how we use the platform. And whether it's Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, you know, Instagram, I'm having some challenges with that, you know, just the usage of it. It's a little different. But these are the forms of media that conservatives have been using. They weren't even realizing that their posts, they just realized, hey, I'm not getting any hits anymore. So it's like someone diminishing your influence secretly without you knowing. That's why we played the Outer Limits clip. It's like clip at the beginning of the program. We control the vertical, the sound, you know, the clarity. This was back in the day with the TV. But actually, in a very Orwellian way, they're controlling what news gets to the populace, Art, and this is very dangerous.
Right. Yeah, it is. And I think it's important to go back to this whole thing of fake news, is to understand that this is really a pretext for going after conservative voices.
Yes.
Because, as you said, you know, these spoof stories have really had minimal impact. And one of Facebook's executives who testified before Congress, not Zuckerberg, but said that this whole thing of the Russian fake news, these bots and different ways that the Russians supposedly planted these stories during the 2016 campaign had hardly any influence at all. They were just a tiny, tiny fraction of the traffic. And so fake news has not really had an impact. In fact, Zuckerberg himself, back in 2016, when he was confronted with this whole thing, he said, no, this is crazy. This is not a big deal. But here's the interesting thing. This memo that I was telling you about by David Brock. David Brock says in his memo, specifically, he mentions that Zuckerberg thought the problem, the fake news is not a problem. He thought that's crazy. And what Brock says is that then he launched this intense pressure campaign, and he persuaded Zuckerberg to change his mind and to go after fake news. And so what has happened is that in the last year and a half, you know, since the election, we've seen this change in algorithms. And these are simply the mathematical formulas that they use to automatically block certain news. But the thing about that is that a human being has to create that formula. And the formula skews against conservative voices. You know, in some cases, just saying, well, it's just outright fake conspiracy. In other cases, saying, well, this is hate news. And this is where it really gets dicey, because you have people like this this blogger, the mommy blogger, who Elizabeth Johnston, who was banned because she was having on her page an intellectual discussion about homosexual behavior, and she was saying, you know, there are verses in the Bible that say very explicitly that God doesn't approve of this. And she was not, you know, using any kind of, you know, name-calling or any threats or any harassment. She just simply was saying this is what the Bible says. And she was post was eliminated, and she was suspended. Her account was suspended. It happened three different times, and Facebook comes back and says, "Oh, well, that was a mistake." But each time they told her, "No, you violated our community standards." What are those community standards? Well, those standards are left-leaning community standards.
Yeah. In fact, the activist mommy, those of you that are listening, stay tuned. She'll be on with us a little later. Right now, we're talking with Art Moore. He is a contributor to WorldNet Daily. WorldNet Daily has not been exempt from this kind of censorship. The periodical, or actually the online post, has been a conservative source for years. In fact, Drudge Report will take a lot of your breaking stories and put them on his lead. Art, tell us a little bit of what's been happening over there at WorldNet Daily, because you've not been exempt to this kind of censorship. What's happened with WorldNet Daily?
Our traffic has just been crushed because, the bigger picture is that for some time, online media outlets have been trying to figure out, how do we monetize the news? It's not like the old days of the newspapers, of subscriptions and advertising. Advertising, yes, it's there, but it just doesn't pay the bills. And so with the advent of social media, that became a great avenue to get stories out. But then when, as I referred to earlier, these algorithms were put in place, the traffic just went down to almost nothing. In fact, there was a study by one of the blogs, the Gateway Pundit is a very popular blog, and they did their own study, and they looked at the top conservative news outlets, and they found that Facebook had eliminated 93% of the traffic. And then you have a recent story last Friday, PragerU, Dennis Prager, well-known talk host. He has this online nonprofit education site, and very popular, lots of great YouTube videos. But Facebook, without even telling them, it's this whole thing of shadow banning that is really cutting people's engagement without telling them. It dropped almost 100%. It was like 99.99%. And they removed a couple of videos calling them hate speech. Now, one of the videos that was deemed hate speech was titled "Make Men Masculine Again." The other was "Where Are the Moderate Muslims?" So this kind of thing is seen as...
Yeah, this isn't really even what you would call, outrageously cutting edge type, topics, and yet they don't want this kind of information out there at all. Now, obviously, these are truly the people sitting behind the desk out there in Simi Valley. They're the tech giants. They have a team of people. In fact, Facebook just advertised today that we have hired more people to monitor the internet in the upcoming election to prevent fake news. This is where I believe that the Justice Department eventually is going to be involved, because federal election laws are very explicit that equal time has to be given, or at least afforded, to each of the candidates. A broadcaster, including this station, cannot have just a one-sided, because then it becomes a campaign issue. But if they at least afford equal opportunity for both candidates to come on and to air their views. If they decline, then you've at least extended the invitation. The point is here, Art, is that now we're going to see where certain candidates are going to have their ads and their shares multiplied over the internet, when conservative candidates are going to be diminished or even eliminated. And these folks say, well, we're a private... No, if you're a private group, but you're using that, they're going to be running afoul of federal law. And I really want Jeff Sessions and his Justice Department, the Attorney General, to look into this, not after the election, right now when it's going on. Now, here's another thing. Facebook put out and says it's rating, this is in the Washington Post just the other day, Facebook is rating the trustworthiness of its users on a scale from 0 to 1. Have you seen this one?
I have seen that one, and it sounds very much like what they do in China, in communist China.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're not a registered church and you're conducting services outside of the so-called licensed church, you're an underground church and liable to persecution and prosecution. And we've seen many, many thousands of stories of persecuted Christians within China, those who don't align with the regime. Here's what it says. Facebook has begun to assign its user a reputation score predicated their trustworthiness on a scale of 0 to 1. The previously unreported rating systems which Facebook has developed over the past years shows that the fight against the gaming of tech systems has evolved to include measuring the credibility of users to help identify malicious actors. Well, you know, that all sounds good, but really what it means is if you're on the wrong side of that line of what they consider credible, and if they're liberals and you're a conservative, well, you lose. I mean, this is really disturbing when we consider, again, we have now all become very accustomed to this is the mode of communication in our world today. And it is a way in which they can silence the voice of conservatives, and it's very dangerous. Your thoughts?
It is. And we've talked for a long time about this concept of political correctness. And we all know how in certain environments, certainly at work, in many workplaces, you've got to be careful about what you say. But, you know, the consequences there are mostly social. You know, you might be shunned. In some cases, you might have been fired. But nowadays, it very much is institutionalized. And I think it's important to understand what political correctness is, to see how serious this is. And you know, in my mind, really, it's the dogma of the secular left. It's like their, you know, religious scriptures, the do's and the don'ts. And the irony is that, you know, the left is constantly accusing people of faith, Christians in particular, of wanting to try to establish some kind of theocracy and to impose their views on us. But this is exactly what the left is doing now. They've got this dogma, and now they're creating this institution. And you know, you could look at, you know, Google and Facebook and others as these powerful institutions that are enforcing the dogma on people. And you also have groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center, which has been very influential in determining, you know, who is kosher and who is not. And of course, you know, SPLC, if you know them, they think anybody who believes that marriage is between a man and a woman and so forth, those are hateful people. And so they've actually put groups like the Family Research Council, which was founded, you remember, by James Dobson many years ago, and some of these mainstream groups that have millions of followers, they're put on this hate list, along with the Ku Klux Klan, white supremacist groups in Idaho. So they just band them all together. They're all a bunch of haters.
Well, that's right. And Brigitte Gabriel actually put out an alert. This is her organization. It says, help us fight big tech censorship. Big tech companies are using their power and influence to censure the conservative voice. Act for America has experienced this firsthand over the last few weeks. First, YouTube removed an Act for America video that dated all the way back to 2012. In the process of removing the video, YouTube applied a strike to our account. In an account receives 3 strikes in a 90-day period, the account is expelled from YouTube. This is problematic because YouTube is the only major platform to share videos from. If Act for America were to lose our YouTube channel, we would be at a serious disadvantage to other organizations. This is from Brigitte Gabriel of Act for America. Here's another group, actually one of their chapters in Cleveland. This is Dan Hermata, who's run the group here for a few years. Many of our listeners have actually attended some of their meetings, educational meetings. It says, regarding our Twitter account, we continue to lose followers as Twitter temporarily restricts their accounts as they thereby strip them of all followers, i.e. saying that they zero accounts. They did this to us for a brief period, causing us to lose many followers who thought we had stopped following them. This is from Dan Hermata of the Act for Cleveland account. You know, on and on the stories go, Art. This is now becoming really just a tidal wave across the conservative movement where our voices are being silenced one by one, and now in by bunches, I would say even say by the hundreds. So there's Tea Party groups, there's small community groups, but if you actually get a spike in activity and people are following you, you then become a target. not because of what the content is, just simply because if the content is conservative and it's getting a lot of views, therefore you're marked by the liberal giants at the social media giants in Simi Valley. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, you're seen as a threat, and you have, if you look at it in the context of this memo that we referred to early on, this David Brock memo, you read that, and it's really astounding. But he very much bases all of these strategies on this idea that he is morally correct, that what they're doing is right. And if you understand the progressive movement, I think it goes back, at least 100 years, and I think it's interesting that a lot of mainline churches were involved in it, and these were the churches that began to doubt the historicity of the Bible. They begin to doubt the divinity of Christ and so forth. And you know, to me, at the heart of it, it's a dogma that shows itself. So often, it manifests itself as being just really angry toward God or anybody who believes in God. And I think, you know, you don't want to make it, you know, too simple that it's this or it's that. But I think a lot of it is, you know, you especially if you look at the David Brocks and some of these top activists, they seem to have this real passion that is a combination of well, a lot of it's motivated by anger, I think, and it's an anti, and they despise people with conservative values.
Well, that's right, and as you mentioned, the Gateway Pundit, and it's quoted here in your article, pointed out that in 2016, Google carried out the plan on the Gateway Pundit blog and other conservative sites, including Breitbart, The Drudge Report, InfoWars, Zero Hedge, and Conservative Treehouse. Facebook, meanwhile, has changed its newsfeed algorithm ostensibly to combat fake news, but basically it is to censure conservative voices. Art, thank you so much for writing the articles, and you're beginning to write a series of articles. Tell folks how they can reach you and read your material.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So WND.com, and if you Google... Here, I'm asking you to Google, but if you look up Art Moore, author, you can find my latest stories. And I think you'll find interesting, it's related to this topic, there's a man named George Gilder, highly respected in Silicon Valley, but he comes at it from a Judeo-Christian worldview, and he's written a book called Life After Google, and he says there's hope that there's a fundamental flaw in the philosophy of Google and of Facebook and others that's rooted in a kind of neo-Marxism. And I think you'll find it fascinating, Life After Google. So I'm just saying, I'm referring to that just to say there's hope that this world that we're in is going to change.
Well, the first step to getting recovery is acknowledging there's a problem. And folks, we have a problem when it comes to censorship of the social media giants, Facebook, Google, Twitter, and so on. They're run by liberals, and they're beginning to silence the conservative voice. We can't let that happen. That's why we exist here at OCA and News in Focus. Art, thanks so much for joining us. Again, you can follow him and his articles on worldnetdaily.com or just Google Art Moore. Thanks so much for listening, and stay tuned. On the other side, we'll be talking to Elizabeth Martin, the activist mommy, along with a roundtable to talk about how this censorship is taking place even among conservatives in the state of Ohio. Stay tuned.
Who's looking out for seniors today? It's not the AARP. AARP worked overtime to help pass Obamacare, the legislation that cut over $700 billion from Medicare. And AARP supports the death tax, which can rob families of over half their savings due to the death of a loved one. Seniors know that AARP would rather make millions peddling insurance products than support the policies that actually help America's elderly. That's why America's seniors count on the 60 Plus Association. For more than 20 years, 60 Plus has been fighting for the seniors that AARP has left behind. 60 Plus Plus fought against Obamacare and continues to fight every day for its repeal in Washington. And 60 Plus is the leading national organization working to repeal the death tax once and for all, so that families can pass down their businesses and farms to the next generation, not the IRS. Stand up for your values. Join 60 Plus today. Visit 60plus.org or call 703-807-2070. This message paid for and authorized by the 60 Plus Association.
I'm Johnette Cruz, and I'm a busy mom. Then a friend told me about TrustBlueReview.com, a new website powered by the Christian Blue Network. She uses it to find trusted Christian-owned businesses. I checked it out, read the helpful reviews, and found a great family dentist. Now I use TrustBlueReview for all my family's needs. For peace of mind, do what I did. Visit TrustBlueReview.com or download their free mobile app from your app store today.
The trusted source for all you do, TrustBlueReview.
Will my kids like this dentist? Can I trust this mechanic? Who's a good choice for my upcoming remodel? I found businesses I can trust from TrustBlueReview.com.
This company rebuilt our deck and renovated our bathroom. I'd highly recommend them to anyone looking to hire an honest contractor.
The best dentist experience I've ever had.
It's now easy to find trusted businesses in my community that have the same Christian values as my family. It all starts at TrustBlueReview.com or download their app in the App Store today.
The trusted source for all you do. Trust Blue Review.
Okay, and continuing with our discussion on the censorship of conservative voices that's taking place with the tech giants of Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and others as well that have been stripping conservatives of their ability to communicate their message across the nation via the internet. With us on the phone is the activist mommy, also known as Elizabeth Johnson. And Elizabeth, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Chris. Thank you. It's an honor.
Well, you have been on the forefront of this, as obviously people have been watching. It's been shared on Facebook a lot as far as what we can do in sharing it about what has happened, because Facebook has stripped you of your ability to be able to share your video blogs on different topics. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Facebook has banned me on four different occasions, and the most recent was this week, which has kind of hit the media quite a bit. And they did not give me any indication of what I had posted, but they accused me of posting hate speech. I have no idea what post they're referring to, and they disallow me from, connecting with my over 600,000 followers. I'm not allowed to post or to even like or comment or answer anyone's private messages to me because apparently I've committed hate speech. Well, it just so happens that I have personal contacts inside Facebook, which most of you are not so privileged to have, which is what is so frustrating. You get an automated system. You're told you've committed hate speech, and even if you try to appeal it through the automated system, we all know we usually never hear anything back from Facebook. Well, my private contact sent it to their technicians, engineers, and he came back and apologized and said it was an error. And so it's just frustrating to me, though, to watch so many conservatives and Christians who are willing to say that homosexuality is sin, who are willing to say that transgenders need to get psychiatric or psychological counseling, anything like that that goes against the Silicon Valley leftist agenda gets you a ban from Facebook, and it's really getting worse.
Well, your blog has really taken off. You, like you said, you have 600,000 followers. I've seen some of your posts that are literally had views into the millions. And so, you know, obviously you become a target by those leftists in Simi Valley who want to silence your voice of conservatism and really your Judean Christian view as far as sexuality and the family and your Christian faith. Obviously, that is what has made you a magnet for their scorn, and they're using their censorship tactics to limit you on the internet and on Facebook and YouTube. Now, have you had similar, what kind of experiences have you had with YouTube?
YouTube will not allow me to monetize any of my videos. because, you know, they are controversial in nature, and they have said they will not monetize controversial videos, which is
And what kind of numbers were you getting as far as views on YouTube?
My most of my traffic is not on YouTube. It is on Facebook. And
I see.
I've had over 70 million video views on Facebook.
That's what I thought. So if you were to monetize that on YouTube, according to their, you know, their system, you would be getting large checks from them because they're able to sell that as far as
right.
views and through the those who want to advertise. And this is what happened with Crowder, Louder with Crowder. He also was restricted
yes.
and demonetized, and a couple of actually Second Amendment people that were basically doing instructional videos. My son tells me he's a Second Amendment, you know, enthusiast. He was ex-military. He likes to shoot. He's a gun enthusiast, and he is saying that some of the instructional video platforms were stripped or demonetized, and so they had to move elsewhere to basically continue what they do. And so this is what Mark Levin's been talking about. You're kind of the point of the spear on all this, Elizabeth. I mean, this is really shocking, quite honestly, what's happening in our country.
Yeah, well, you know, I just kind of have to laugh every time that I go on Facebook and I get one of these announcements that I have been banned. It's just kind of hilarious because I know that it's just going to blow up in their face. I know they're going to regret it. And this is the attitude that conservatives and Christians need to have. They need to learn to laugh at the left, and they need to learn to give them a little bit of a dose of their own medicine. And that's what I try to do. So when I get banned from Facebook, I write a press release and, you know, send it out to a few people. And normally the press ends up picking up the story, and it ends up being very embarrassing for the, you know, big tech CEOs who are clearly trying to silence our voices. You know, I can show you, and I have an inbox full of evidence showing you that very perverse, very violent act of hate speech, if you will, aggression, cyberbullying that take place against people on the right from people on the left are not banned on Facebook or Twitter, but or Instagram, which is now owned by Facebook, but they are banned if it is people on the right committing those acts against people on the left, or not even committing hate speech, they get banned. Like, you cannot use the word tranny. If you use the word tranny, you will immediately get a ban.
Well, and your posts have been very popular among conservatives. In fact, Franklin Graham was reposting your piece on Teen Vogue and of the horrendous and insidious nature of the material they were putting in Teen Vogue that you were pointing out. And you were burning the magazines in a fire ring in the backyard and said, this is garbage, this is where it's going. And lots of folks agreed with you, and with the 600,000 followers, but all the millions of views that you got, you're in good company. I mean, if Franklin Graham is sharing your material, Elizabeth, I mean, that puts you in good standing. Also, PragerU, they're also being discriminated against, and they're being blocked. Mm-hmm. Dennis Prager, who also broadcasts on the Salem Networks, you know, these are good people, folks, and that's who they're censuring. This is not hate speech. They're calling our fellow Christian brothers and sisters the haters, when basically those on the left are the haters in this regard. They don't want the truth of what the Bible says about sexuality out there, anything that's counter to the radical homosexual movement. You know, Elizabeth,
yeah.
God bless you for what you're doing. The Lord is blessing, I know, and you are first and foremost a mother, and you're doing a great job raising those kids and that wonderful family that you and your husband have, and then you're taking this time to really try to be a voice in the culture. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you so much, Chris. I'm humbled. It's just an honor to be used of any way in the Lord to stand for righteousness and rise up against the evildoers and dismantle the lies of, you know, the radical feminists, the lies of Islam and abortion and homosexuality. It's just an honor to be used.
Well, I know that you're speaking all over the country, and thank you for taking a few minutes with us today. We're really privileged and honored for you to do that. But tell folks how they might reach you now using some of these same social platforms as it is. So where can they reach you?
Sure. I am back up and running on Facebook. Just search Activist Mommy in your search engine there. And activistmommy.com is my website. So please follow me on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And if you'll sign up to get my emails every day, we are writing blogs on stories that the media will not cover. We are exposing what's going on the left with radical sexualization of our children. So subscribe to my emails on activistmommy.com, and you'll get some really, really good content and information there.
Absolutely. Thank you, Elizabeth. Appreciate so much. And say hello to your good husband for us as well. We send our best wishes to you both.
Oh, I'll do that, Chris. Thank you. God bless you for all you do.
Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Again, that's Elizabeth Martin. She is the Activist Mommy. And again, you can follow her on the social platforms as it is right now. With us also on the phone is Linda Harvey, who is the president of Mission America. She also has her own weekly radio program, and she is out there on the forefront as well. Linda, welcome to the program.
Hey, Chris, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. And you were hearing our fellow sister in the work, all that she's faced. And I know the kind of censorship that your group has faced, the articles you also contribute to WorldNet Daily. In fact, we had one of your fellow writers on with us, Art Moore, just earlier in the program, and he's written a series of articles. Tell us a little bit about your experiences on social media and some of the things you've put out that have been limited or squelched or basically censored.
Yeah, Chris, you know, it's been, for me, it's been a little more subtle because I'm not doing videos and so on like Elizabeth is. But my experience with WorldNet Daily has been very, very strange lately in that the shares and all of that on Facebook and even on the site itself on my WorldNet Daily when I write columns have gone way, way down. And I know that they're being targeted.
That's right.
People will write to me and say, hey, I can't even click the Facebook button. And then it will be activated again. And then they can, it's like they're playing with it. Another thing that will happen on WorldNet Daily is my column. I'll have a column posted and it will show a certain number of shares. And I'm thinking, oh, this is moving along pretty well. And check back in the next day, and it's gone to zero. The counter has, and I ask WorldNet Daily. They have so many staffing issues right now because they need money. They need donations, folks, because they are trying to fight against this, and it's very much an uphill battle for them. But that's just weird behavior.
Because of a website today, let's talk about that, because a website today is literally fed through the social networks. I mean, it's not like it was, and you and I have been involved in this work for a while. And so when I started with the Christian Coalition of Ohio, now the Ohio Christian Alliance, back in 2002, basically having email and a website, you know, that's what you were doing. And if you had a radio program or got on radio, that was a great thing to do. And then, of course, your snail mail. Basically, you put out a newsletter. Well, obviously, right. In those 18 years, things have progressed, or 16 years, things have progressed. Then came Facebook and some of the social media accounts, and you know there was other ways to communicate on the internet. And then it becomes Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook and YouTube. And so then to become kind of proficient at these things is a science in and of itself. Then to find out that they're limiting you. The little man behind the curtain, or the little woman behind the curtain, they're the ones at the tech giants at their desks that are saying, they're seeing your material, that basically you're drawing a light that the radical homosexual movement wants to indoctrinate our kids in the schools with homosexual-friendly educational materials through sex ed. You draw attention to that, and they get offended, and they want to shut you down. You also talk about...
That's right.
How the day of silence at high schools, and this is what Linda does with Mission America, and she draws attention to that, how they're trying to indoctrinate our youth into the homosexual and LGBTQ lifestyle, and when she draws attention to that and how that's being promoted in the public schools, they shut you down. I mean, you know, this is what is insidious about this, is that they're squelching, and you know what Art said, he says, I'll say this, Chris, he said, I do think it comes down to a common denominator, those who are the God haters. I mean, a lot of these folks that are conservative are Christian, and it's a Christian worldview in which they're espousing that's being limited. And so, you know, folks, it's time to wake up. I mean, we are living in Orwellian type environment here, and it's only going to get worse. Linda, what are you hearing among some of your activist friends and writers, and what are they talking about and bloggers about this?
Well, and like everyone is talking about this being limited on Facebook and in the social media. And one of the big things that started this, Chris, that I think they always point back to is being labeled a hate group on the Southern, by the Southern Poverty Law Center. One of the other things that happened to me and to Mission America is that Symantec, the antivirus software, they have a warning screen that comes up for any of their clients who happen to be, you know, many of them are on our e-newsletter list. And they will get this warning. So I'm always getting these emails from people from Symantec. Hey, you know, my antivirus people are saying that this is not a safe site. It's a totally safe site.
Oh.
And Symantec uses I've been in dialogue with them. They quote the Southern Poverty Law Center that has labeled me a hate group. You know, it just all is a vicious little circle where their libelous and unverifiable labeling ends up costing you. And of course, I'm not the only one. There's a whole group of other conservative sites that have gone to bat, and some of them are suing Symantec for that. So, you know, it's just that kind of stuff just keeps going.
That's right.
It's like a round robin.
Right. And of course, that strikes fear in people. You'll get an email from say, oh, this is spam, or this has dangerous spyware or something like that in it, and the threat of virus. And so they're tagging you with that. It's like they're making you a leper out there on the internet. And so people won't open your stuff, and they won't look at it and say, oh, this is coming from an unsafe site. And it's just, that's not what's true. It's Linda Harvey of Mission America trying to educate you on the latest of what's happening with the radical homosexual movement and how they're trying to indoctrinate our kids and push their agenda more and more into the public realm. And folks, you got to wake up to this. So what's happening here, whether it's a pro-life group that's, basically shining a light on the dark abortion industry in this country and Planned Parenthood, they face the same kinds of censorship and have for years. Our good friend Mark Harrington with Created Equal and the educational work that he does with all the pro-life activity, he has faced this kind of discrimination as well on the internet as far as getting your message out. And so, you know, this is what's happening. I mean, when you see Dennis Prager, actually you mentioned one of the groups, Act for America, they've also faced this when they tried to draw attention to radical Islam in this country. And it was Brigitte Gabriel put out the same kind of message that big tech companies are using their power and influence to censure the conservative voice. Act for America has experienced this firsthand over the last few weeks. So this is becoming more repetitive, and it just seems like they're ramping up their game. There were new news items today on Facebook advertising that they've hired new people to seek out fake news. So anything that they want to label, Linda, fake news is now going to become the target.
Exactly. That's the issue. You know, that if you speak up against, it's basically the big three as I see it, against homosexuality, against abortion, and against Islam. They've got you. I mean, they've got you in their sights, and they're going to go after you. Because WorldNet Daily did such an incredible job over the year before the 2016 election, and they really suffered with this. They started being targeted deliberately after the beginning of 2017. And it's George Soros-funded Media Matters. They're the ones that have put this together, that has said, you know, hey, go after all of these and label them fake news. And, so we have to stand up and say, no. We know right where this is coming from, and people have to support these organizations. I will put out a column on WorldNet Daily, which will only get 25 or 30 shares, and the same exact column on LifeSite News, which so far has escaped that, will have 1,200 shares. So it's amazing. It's like stunning. Like what? You know, because WorldNet Daily has a huge reach, but they're being slowed down, slow walked through the tech giants because they were so successful.
Other groups have talked about Twitter has basically eliminated some of the followers. I have seen this in the last week where I saw 10 less followers all at once. I'm like, whoa, wait a second. What's wrong with this? You know, it's like a spike going down. And of followers on Twitter. And then someone says every account now has an average of 7 to 10 where they have just gone in and taken these people off. Now, they could probably do algorithms with those Twitter followers to know what their likings are. And if they see them as a borderline type moderate person, but yet is following you, if they think that you're going to influence them and your conservative views, they're probably eliminating those people from following you so that you no longer have an influence on them. Linda, this is the kind of uphill battle we're fighting.
Right, right. Well, they could also be eliminating people who have a bunch of other followers where it could be passed along. They don't want things to go viral. They want to limit anything that potentially could go viral on the among conservative voices. And so people need to get out there and deliberately go to these websites and share things and pass it along in email. We have to do this up leading up to this election, especially because that they're really going to go after that. They're going to limit the number of shares, and this information needs to get out there.
Absolutely. Hold it right there. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Linda Harvey of Mission America as we're talking about censorship of conservative voices. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Who's looking out for seniors today? It's not the AARP. AARP worked overtime to help pass Obamacare, the legislation that cut over $700 billion from Medicare. And AARP supports the death tax, which can rob families of over half their savings due to the death of a loved one. Seniors know that AARP would rather make millions peddling insurance products than support the policies that actually help America's elderly. That's why America's seniors count on the 60 Plus Association. For more than 20 years, 60 Plus has been fighting for the seniors that AARP has left behind. 60 Plus fought against Obamacare and continues to fight every day for its repeal in Washington. And 60 Plus is the leading national organization working to repeal the death tax once and for all so that families can pass down their businesses and farms to the next generation, not the IRS. Stand up for your values. Join 60 Plus today. Visit 60plus.org or call 703-807-2070. This message paid for and authorized by the 60 Plus Association.
And we're back. We're talking with Linda Harvey, the president of Mission America. She is also a contributor of WorldNet Daily, one of the groups that actually has been targeted, as well as Linda's own group, and she also has her own weekly radio program. Linda, as you've been going out and talking to people across the country, and I know that you get to conferences where you're able to share what you've been reporting on as far as the radical homosexual movement, what are people telling you about some of the frustrations of getting their message out as well for their groups?
You know, I think the biggest issue, of course, is now this is not simply the message getting out. It's motivating people to act and, of course, voters to vote. But they have to be able to distinguish between genuinely fake news and truth out there, and they won't be able to. I mean, there's such a concern that so much of the American public is being manipulated. And we see that in the media. We see that with the millennials. If you only get your news from the same few sources and from the comedians on late night and your few friends on Facebook, you know, our Christian kids are not getting information. They really believe the narratives that are out there that conservatism is full of racism and sexism. And, you know, they really believe this. We have to continue to be persistent and do what we can. But that's the concern, is the manipulation of truth and the manipulation of the electorate.
Well, that's right. And, you know, this is just a time in which people have to really, sort the wheat from the chaff, as it were. And it is difficult. And folks, we encourage you to go to some conservative website to obtain your news. If you're on the internet, you might want to go to foxnews.com. The Drudge Report. The Drudge Report basically is a way to go through a series of articles and topics and pick out those which are of interest to you. But there's some other conservative websites like worldnetdaily.com, which actually covers news like no other group. CBN also is still doing some really good work as they showcase this problem with social media giants basically censoring conservative voices. And they highlighted Elizabeth Martin, the activist mommy, in their recent publication. So these are some sources that you can go to that are reliable. There's a number of voices also on the internet, of course, Dennis Prager, but there was one of them again, Linda, where here he is. He's being, you know, he is like you and I are on the Salem Network, radio network, but he is also being limited out there on social media of PragerU and the YouTube. So, of course, he has a lawsuit filed. I think they picked on the wrong guy. In the end, they might really lament that they started this whole process. Your thoughts?
I'm really sorry for all these folks that are being being censored. I do agree with a lot of things that Dennis Prager does. One very problematic video that he put out was with Guy Benson, who is a so-called gay Christian on Fox News, and I have a history with him, and a lot of us do. Sandy Rios and others who, you know, he just revealed himself as being homosexual. Well, Prager gave him a platform, and there was a private call. A number of people took Dennis Prager to task for that, and he's listening, and hopefully he will change his mind and take down the platform for Guy Benson. But a ton of other things that he puts out are wonderful, and we need to, even if we don't agree with everything, like I would never agree with Alex Jones on a lot of stuff, but InfoWars, but I do think that stuff needs to be up there. There are some things that are valuable, and we need to support this out there, because we just can't go this route. We just can't let this happen.
We cannot, and there can't be. And, of course, there's a whole violation of campaign federal laws that the social giants are going to find themselves on the wrong side of the law if they continue with this kind of policy going into this election. Linda, thanks for joining me today. God bless you for all you do.
Well, God bless you, Chris. You're a real light in the state of Ohio. So God bless you for all you've done and all you will do.
Thank you. That was Linda Harvey, president of Mission America. And again, if you missed any of today's program, you can always follow us on our website at ohioca.org, or just Google Ohio Christian Alliance. Hopefully it comes up for you and you're able to download the podcast as well. And please do tell a friend, and we all share that news with them as well. Thanks so much for joining. God bless. We'll see you next week.
You have been listening to News in Focus with your host, Chris Long, president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. To learn more about the issues that matter most to you and your family, visit online at ohioca.org. That's ohioca.org. Thank you for listening. This program is sponsored by the Ohio Christian Alliance of Akron, Ohio.